C. Going abroad. Anya and Iril are Norwegian exchange students in the USA. What is it like living in a host family? What about going to a new school and making new friends? Read about their experiences. I applied to go on exchange to the USA quite late. I didn't know where I was going, and it was such a relief to find out. My host family is so nice. I have two sisters of 16 and 19, a mum and a dad. They're fun and kind, and I feel part of the family. One of my teachers in 10th grade had been an exchange student, so she gave me the idea. My mum didn't want me to go at first, but my dad said yes. 1 week before my departure date, my new family called me. It was so exciting, and I cried because I was so happy. They're the perfect family for me. Sometimes things don't work out, and then you can change families. I don't think we will, though. High school. I'm a senior in high school, and it's a lot of fun. A big difference from the Norwegian school system is that I can choose the courses I want to take. This semester, I'm taking World History, Anatomy, Photography, Algebra 2, and Economics and Government. It was hard to choose because they offer nearly everything here. My teachers are really good. If you have any problems, they help you, even after class. Some classes are quite big, up to 40 students. But there's a lot of homework, especially in math. I'm into art, so I'm doing fashion design and painting, as well as courses in history, English and math. Some courses run the whole year, others run one semester or half a semester. I could have picked classes in drawing and painting or ceramics and graphic design too. Back home there are so few choices compared to here. Teenage life. There's always so much going on. Often we hang out with a big crowd in a fast food restaurant. We talk, eat burgers and have fun. School dances are fun too. The biggest one is the prom. Everyone is nervous for weeks because they're hoping to go with their favourite girl or boy. In our high school, we have a dance called Torps, where the girls ask the boys for a date. People try to do it in a creative way. Some girls bake cookies and write the invitation on the cookie. We're going with a big group of girls and the boys are coming over to take photos, and after that we all go to the dance. Sport is a big thing here. We watch the games and cheer for our school team, and that's loads of fun. The Almond Ball is a game between our high school and the other rival high school in town. We dress up in the school colours, red and gold, and watch the game. This year we won. It was really exciting. Cultural differences. I don't think there is such a big difference between Norwegian and American teenagers, really. We hang out at the burger joint or watch movies, go to birthday parties, or go to the lake and swim. But in Norway, girls hang out with girls and boys with boys. Here, both boys and girls hang out together. At Halloween, we went trick-or-treat in a big group. It was a riot. Americans are very nice and really friendly. In the stores, they take time to talk to you and ask where you're from and so on. People are far more polite than back home. Here, people say, "Excuse me," or "Pardon me," if there's only a slight risk of bumping into you. I think it's nice. It's a way of showing respect. Changing perspectives. I feel I've learnt so much here. Spending a year abroad and speaking English with my family and new friends has given me more self-confidence. Now I see the world with American eyes. It has given me a different perspective. I see how small Norway is compared to the rest of the world. I was a bit worried about being homesick, but I haven't been so far. Going abroad for 1 year is the best decision I've made so far. I learn new things every day about myself, about the US, and about Norway. I can't say I've been truly homesick yet, but I often think of family and friends back home. I Skype with them every weekend, more or less, and I blog and take photos. The time difference is annoying sometimes. When I want to share some things that have happened, I have to wait for Norway to wake up first. No matter what, it's a great experience. I agree. It's awesome being an exchange student.